this train service to Britomart via Newmarket.
That's the voice that will relay destinations to commuters on some Auckland trains from this morning. It's part of a trial that's being described as long overdue. And until today, officials have been tight-lipped over exactly who is voicing the announcements. Kim Baker-Wilson with this report.
Service number 045, bound for Point Chevalier, is due in 3 minutes.
Aucklanders are already used to a recorded voice announcing destinations at bus stops and on some buses. And from this morning, a similar system launches on some of the city's trains. Chris Orr from the Foundation of the Blind, who is blind himself, is one of the few people who has heard it and has played a key part in testing it.
You've got to get the voice right so that people can be able to hear it and understand. And it's got to get the volume right and the timing of it, because it's no point in having it now going to be in Papatoe Station. So all of a sudden you think, oh gosh, Papatoe now, and you've got to get up and get yourself ready and get off the train.
He's a regular train user himself and has had to rely on others for decades just to know where he is. He helped precisely tweak the new voice to cater for its many listeners.
We actually had to work out now how noisy is this going to be with the whole train being full, going over certain points of the track. Is this voice going to be absolutely right for people who have got a hearing impairment, people who have English as a second language? It's going to be right for all of those sorts of things. And I think that we actually did get that right.
Mr. Orr says the foundation has long been pushing for such a system found in many cities overseas. He says he can't work out why it's taken so long. Transport officials wouldn't say before today exactly who the voice behind the announcements is, so train commuters have been putting forward their own suggestions.
Good evening. The Lower North Island is still swamped tonight and the rain keeps falling.
Some wanted former newsreader Judy Bailey.
At most, and we succeed at some and less at others.
Others, the actor Robin Malcolm. But the voice is neither. The actor Nathaniel Lees has given his voice to the project.
The next station is Morningside. Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
Auckland Transport's Public Transport Operations Manager Mark Lambert says it's hoped Lee's voice will eventually be used on all trains. And he says it will also help people who aren't regular train users.
It will start off with next station, then we'll look at rolling out across other applications as well. Basically what we're trying to do is just give people more information on the train about where they're at in their journey, so it helps them to read, for example, or to do other things when they're on the train. And providing better information is all about making things easier for people to use public transport.
But for now, it will be heard on just 3 trains during a 4-week trial. It will be installed in the rest of the fleet in time for the Rugby World Cup if there's positive feedback. Auckland Transport couldn't provide costings for the trial, but it says it's a minor cost. In Auckland for Morning Report, Kim Baker.